Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. The whale capper Drew Dinsick joins us in 20 minutes. We'll talk NFL Week 12. Wow. That happened pretty fast. Thanksgiving's next week.
Mm-hmm.
Happened pretty fast, right?
Gobble, gobble. Yeah, man.
How about this?
Flown by.
So we go to, on Thanksgiving, we go to my mom's house and we hang out with like my family, my mom and my sister, whatever, my sister's family. So this year, my mother-in-law is not cooking Thanksgiving dinner, but she like loves to cook. When I left the house this morning to come here, she was making stuffing. So when I get home from the show today.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I call people fat slobs sometimes on the show, which I'm saying for comedic effect, but honestly, like, I'm getting there where I'm going to be a fat slob at some point soon here. I got to get my ass
Thursday
on the Peloton. Yeah.
See me next Thursday,
okay.
I'm going to be a fat slob.
No, I'm trying to decide, and I don't even know if I'm going to have time to do it, but I do this every Thanksgiving where, it's why we were talking off air, like, I love Instagram. Because like my algorithm is basically like all the things that I really like, right? So it's like video games and sports trivia and like food in New York City, like stuff that I see or my wife sees. We send it to each other. I'd like to go try this place, whatever. So I'm trying to decide. I want to get like a pie or a cake from somewhere special and bring it for Thanksgiving. And I think I've decided between one of two things. Number one, there's this great Italian bakery in downtown Manhattan called Venerio's that has an Italian cheesecake, Femi, that'll blow your socks off. I'm not an American cheesecake guy, which is made with cream cheese. The Italian cream cheese is made with ricotta, or as I say here in America, ricotta. It's creamier. Gosh. It's not as heavy. It's delicious, but it's light, delicious.
I do like a heavy cream cheese, though.
Well, yeah, so listen, there's nothing... look, like... It's all like beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I'm not saying like American New York style cheesecake is bad. I just don't like it. Doesn't mean the other people can't like it. And there's this bakery in Brooklyn called, I think it's called 420 Blackbirds, that has this like brown butter. I think it's brown butter pecan pie. And oh my God, it's unbelievable. So I have to decide which one I want to get. I don't know how it got to this, like how this conversation came up, but there it is.
It was week 12. That's how we got here. It honestly is like Peloton season. Like that is like, because Thanksgiving's coming up and you're going to blink. It's going to be Christmas, and Christmas is even more eating and more drinking and all that stuff. Yeah. Like these next 6 weeks till 2026, critical. Resolutions should start now. It shouldn't start on January.
That's not how it's going to go. That's not because.
Yeah, but like
every year,
you gotta hold yourself
every year, I can't be the only one that has this, right? Every year I have this conversation with myself where you have to are you letting go of the rope? Like, are you just going ham? Like from now until like December 26th or December 27th or the New Year's Day. And that doesn't mean that you have to eat like a fat slob every day. But look, like I'll be honest, right? On Friday night last week, I went home and ate like a metric ton of Chinese food. And I even ordered, like, I did the thing where I said, my wife's like, hey, what do you want? I said, steamed chicken and broccoli sauce on the side. And that's what they got for me. And then, like, everyone else got, like, three pepper chicken and lo mein and fried rice. And guess what I ate when I went home? Not the chicken and broccoli. Everything else. Then on Saturday, we went to, like, this Christmas farm. Do you think they serve healthy food on the Christmas farm? Or am I eating cookies and drinking hot chocolate and having a hamburger and french fries? Dude, it's bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat stuffing when I go home tonight. It's Tuesday, November 18th. I'm a fat pig. And I have to take this goddamn Invisalign out. I'm spitting all over the place. Can someone, I put them in before the segment. Like, I can't do this. Can you take me off camera, Friday. Please, Mike? I can't.
Keep them on. No, keep them on. Keep them on camera.
No, I'm taking them off. I'll take them off on camera. Here. There we go.
Yeah. Keep them on camera, Mike. Yeah, there we are. There we go. There's a line.
Look, they're off. I'm not wearing them.
There we go.
I can't wear them.
This past Friday, we ordered pizza because like we're just like, what do we want to eat? And I was like, let's just
order Bill's
pizza.
Hold on real quick. Bill's right. He goes, it was different when I put them in. I sound like I have a lisp. Which is like nothing wrong with that, but like I don't have one.
No, yeah, it's like it's not your normal, yeah. But you're doing it for your you want to get the grill right. Yeah, that's why you're doing it.
I'm almost done. I think I have 2 weeks left, and then I get two crowns put in. Oh, I'm going. Yeah. I'm gonna put them back in as soon as we're off the air. But I'm getting two crowns put in. Have I ever told the story? We'll get to college football in a second. Did I ever tell the story about how I got as I have a chipped tooth? Did I ever tell the story on air about how it happened? I think I had to have at some point in the history of the show.
I was gonna say. I'm not so sure. Well, tell it again, because I don't remember.
Okay. It's Bill Zimmerman here. Bill, I need you on the air here for a second. I need to ask a question before I tell the story.
What's up, Nicholas?
He's typing in the chat. Okay, Bill is okay. Thank you. Bill, is it fair to say that Rangers Devils, Game 7, 1994, Eastern Conference Final, the Stephane Matteau game, Matteau, Howie Rose with the call
Matteau,
on MSG.
Yep. Howie's call. Yep.
Yes. I just did it, and I said it was Howie Rose. I said Matteau, Howie Rose on the call. Bill responded with Matteau, Howie on the call.
We're off to a good start.
Is it safe to say, Bill? Is that one of the most famous hockey games of the last 30 years, or am I letting my New York bias get away from me a little bit?
I mean, I'm not the best person to ask with hockey history, but it's got to be up there. It has to be, especially with the call and that's become an iconic call in hockey. You hear it on like classic when they replay stuff. So I would think it's up there. I'm not going to be sitting there and be able to have a top 10 list for you, but it's definitely a recognizable game.
What would you say number one is, Femi? Like the most.
For the biggest hockey?
Look, like we're all sports fans. Like I'm not watching the hockey regular season, but like we all watch the playoffs.
I guess to me it would be, I mean, the one that I resonate with the most is like was it the Bruins in the Canucks, the Canucks? Game seven? Yeah.
The Bruins destroyed them in the game in like the city of Vancouver, rioted in the city after the game.
Yeah. Because my college was like 90 minutes from Vancouver, so it was like a big deal, and everyone was talking about that. But hockey historian, no, that is. I mean, when the Panthers beat the Oilers a couple of years ago, that was pretty historic for me. I'm not going to give it to you for hockey.
So anyway, Game 7, 1994, Eastern Conference Final. Rangers beat the Devils. They were down 3-2 in the series. Messier makes the guarantee prior to Game 6. He scores a hat trick in the game. They win Game 6 in Jersey, and then they win Game 7 in the Garden to go to the... And then they beat the Canucks in 7 to win their first Stanley Cup since 1940. They haven't won it since. But anyway, my parents went to Game 7, like the Matteau game, and they got a babysitter for me. I don't remember her name, but like she like babysat me a couple times, whatever. And my sister, I guess, was there too, although she's like not in my memory for the story. And we were playing hockey. Not like actual hockey, like we lived in like a small apartment on Northern Boulevard in Queens. But I remember like I had like a hockey net and like a Nerf basketball hoop. And I used to like, I created like entire seasons and created teams, and I like kept track of everything. I was like a psychopath with sports. And my babysitter hit me in the mouth and it didn't hurt at all. Like it just hit my tooth and chipped my tooth that night while my parents were at Game 7. Rangers Devils, the Matteau game. And I never got it fixed. I have like goosebumps right now. In 3 weeks, I'm getting it fixed. How about
31 years later?
Hell 31 yeah. years later.
Did she ever babysit you after that? Like, were your parents upset? Because that's more so like,
I don't,
hey, like, we
I
come home
think
from the game.
So.
Great. Our son has a chipped tooth. What the hell happened?
Because I wasn't upset. Like, it didn't hurt. Like, it actually, like, didn't hurt at all.
Yeah. Okay, I could see. So, like, I mean, I guess that's usually when parents get upset is, like, the kid's crying or the kid is upset.
I think her name was Lisa. I'm gonna ask my mom. I text my mom.
Yeah. Because, Lisa, who I'm assuming was, like, probably, like, what, a teenager or early 20-something or whatever.
All right, I'm going to voice text my mom. Are you ready? What was the name of the babysitter that hit me in the mouth with a hockey stick and chipped my tooth? ? All right, so we'll see what she says. Hopefully she's like, has her phone by her to get back to me. Yeah, I do it all the time.
Do you have the enlarged font? Like, are you?
No, like not that old, okay. Man. Like my eyesight's really good, actually.
Hey, man, you're yelling into your phone, the text.
Yeah, and I do it in public. Like, it's really like, honestly, yeah, like I was saying there. Yesterday, how like some people need to get punched in the face. Like, you could make the case that I need to get punched in the face, honestly.
No.
I'll be honestly, in public doing it, and people look at me, and I'm just like, I don't even really care, honestly. I should. No, it's kind of embarrassing.
Voice to text is whatever. The speakerphone people, but we've talked about that in the past. Like, those are the people that
I don't
in the
do.
Face. Yeah, like those are the people where I'm like, bro, you're violating the person's privacy who you're on the phone with. They could be saying who knows what. And now here I am at the grocery store hearing them. Yeah, that just boils my blood.
What were we going to talk about? But what? Oh, yes, that's where we were going with this. Okay, you bet on this Tuesday. Okay, so Champions Classic tonight. The nightcap. We'll do it at the end of the show. I'm actually not going to bet the game. It's Duke Kansas. Kansas is Darren Peterson, who's maybe the best of all the fabulous freshmen in the country. He's out with a hamstring strain. Is going to be out for a little bit for Kansas. And Kansas isn't like a great year for Kansas, which doesn't mean they can't win the Natty. Just like. Like, they can't really survive against good teams without Peterson. The betting market tells you that. Duke's 11.5-point favorite in the game at Madison Square Garden. We'll do that at the end of the show. I know Femi's betting the game. I'm not. I'm not betting Duke and Kansas. But I do want to bet Kentucky, Michigan State, and Femi. That game tips in 20 minutes at Madison Square Garden. So Kentucky, like, not a great start to the season for them. Remember last week they lost to Louisville. Otega Owe, the SEC preseason player of the year, he has not gotten going yet this season and was not good against Louisville. And in typical, like, Tom Izzo Michigan State fashion, they are like undermanned and out-talented against John Calipari's Arkansas and win that game. And now Michigan State's the 17th-ranked team in the country, and they have been getting bet Femi steadily over the course of the day. I think this was 5.5 late last night and this morning. 4.5 for most of the day. We are now down to Kentucky, a 3.5-point favorite. The game tips in 17 minutes, 152.5. How are you betting Kentucky and Michigan State, if at all?
Yeah, I think we're going to end up on the same side here. I'm rocking with Kentucky. I'll lay the 3.5 with Kentucky. Like, Kentucky is actually a really good defensive team this year. And like the exhibition stuff that they did in the preseason was really, really strong. Obviously, they beat Purdue, and we already see Purdue was like one of the best teams. They went to Alabama last week and beat the Tide. I think Kentucky gets right here on a neutral floor. I know it's tempting to bet Izzo early season, Madison Square Garden. We've seen them have a lot of success here, but Mark Pope has this Kentucky team playing, I think, at another level this year, and that's going to start tonight when they take down Michigan State. I like the Kentucky Wildcats laying the 3.5.
I like Kentucky also. Like, Michigan State's going to try and like slow the game down, obviously, against Kentucky, mm-hmm. and maybe they can do it. This feels Pope's like a good such coach. A great... He is a good, and it feels like a great Kentucky spot, right? Yeah. Where Kentucky lose, like their big like public data point is losing to Louisville, and Michigan State's big public data point is obviously is beating Arkansas. I'm going to bet Kentucky here and feel really good about it. I'm going to lay the 3.5 also with the Wildcats, Femi. This game starts in 20 minutes. If you want to fade us, go for it. Bet Michigan State. You'll be with the rest of the world on Sparty. That game tips 20 minutes from now. We didn't get to do a ton of college football. We'll do a lot of it tomorrow. Do you have like a favorite bet on Saturday in college football to hit us with?
I think my favorite bet is Georgia Tech laying the 2.5 against Pitt.
I think I might be on the other side.
It feels like it could be like, I don't want to say a trap or whatever, since Pitt's coming off a blowout loss. I just think that this, like, in these close games, the coaching matchup has to be a big deal. And like, Key is a better coach than Narduzzi. I think Narduzzi is a great defensive coach, but I think Key, with the better quarterback, the more experienced team, I think Georgia Tech at home, knowing what's at stake with the ACC title game on the line, I'll lay it under a field goal with the Yellow Jackets. I like Georgia Tech.
I think I'm going to get there with Pitt, but I would like to try and get 3 with the game against Georgia Tech. I'll give you a couple quick ones here. I said last week, I almost like don't even care what the number is. Michigan's getting bet right now against Maryland. Maybe we see 14 here. It's 13.5 is the number juiced towards the Wolverines. I'm going to bet Maryland plus the points. The look-ahead spot of all look-ahead spots with Ohio State on deck next week. And is Bo Prabhula going to play for Missouri on Saturday? It feels like he might.
Is. Oh, you... When wasn't that authentic?
Missouri plus the points... Missouri money line on Saturday in Norman against Oklahoma. On the other side, bets for NFL Week 12 with our good buddy, the Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, Femi and I told you we're both betting Kentucky in game one of the Champions Classic tonight at Madison Square Garden. That game tips in about 10 minutes. I'm not going to bet Duke in Kansas in the second game of the Champions Classic. I just think Duke's going to win by a lot. They're a huge favorite. Femi does have a bet in that game, and we've got bets in the NBA. We will share them with you, our listeners and viewers, coming up 20 minutes from now to wrap up the terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet. But before we do that, joining us right now, and I have to say, he's resplendent in green. Green's my favorite color. And he's got a very nice like green, like plant green. That's not an actual color. Whatever. He's got a green shirt on. And it's our friend, the whale capper, Drew Dinsick of NBC Sports and the Deep Dive Podcast. That was a little weird, right? At whale_camper on Twitter. My friend, welcome back to the show. What's going on? Nice shirt.
Yeah, I'm matching the whole aesthetic of the branding of You Better You Bet. I'm on brand today and rolling into week 12 of the NFL, full of brimming with confidence. Sides just finally, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for a week where like every side broke in my favor and the coin flips landed heads when I picked heads and everything except Chiefs went my way on sides, which was more heavily staked. So I was just in heaven on Sunday night and ready to fire it up for week 12.
Let's fire it up, my friend. What's the best bet on the board for week 12 in the National Football League?
The best bet on the board, I think it's the Packers. I think this Vikings team is continued to be picked on a bit. I want to kind of comment, I guess, a little bit on the JJ McCarthy stuff. So last week took a stand with the Bears. Ended up being a little fluky. I had the money line, didn't have plus the points. So I needed them to get that, that final score and get the win, get out of there. And most of my handicap was really just, I know the Bears defense is a tire fire, one of the worst in football, but I don't think McCarthy can take advantage of that. And I watched rewatched a lot of that game. I've seen the clips of McCarthy missing passes recirculating on Twitter. And like, it went the way I thought it was going to go, but not for the reasons I thought it was going to go. McCarthy's does look to me at least like he is growing as a player. He is less inclined to take sort of the bad pre-snap, you know, the stub your toe, make things harder for yourself, common mistakes that kind of being the quarterback you're required to be able to do. And the accuracy is not, you know, in this first stint, it was just absolutely spraying, making bad decisions and throwing terrible passes. And while the advanced data still suggests he is a very bad quarterback, he at least is kind of has a little bit more anticipation and is a little bit more decisive. And it just feels like they're stripping down the offense to give him easy looks. But he's still not completing the passes because he is putting his entire body. The mechanics are just so out of the norm for a way a quarterback would typically be, you know, winding up and delivering passes in sort of the 20 to 30 yard range, that it's just like there's clearly something going on with his mechanics, in my opinion, that is just, you know, he's delivering uncatchable footballs. Even if he is making the right decisions, even if he is finding open guys, it's still not resulting in successful, sustainable drives because, you know, he's putting his entire body to get the velocity he is intending on these passes that then can't be caught. So this is a long way to say, like, this can't be fixed overnight. This is not a, you know, we need, you know, because the Kevin O'Connell quote was like, yeah, we just really need to see some of the stuff that he's doing in practice.
I have the quote here. This is from today on KFAN, which is the Odyssey station in Minnesota. Underdog NFL tweeted this about J.J. McCarthy and developing his fundamentals. Quote, I'm eager for the cement to start drying.
Yeah. Well, he's, you know, don't hold your breath, okay, OC, because it's going to take the entire offseason to fix these mechanics. Like, this is not something that you just wake up out of bed and you're like, oh, yeah, I was supposed to just use my arm strength and not, like, step up and wind up like Garrett Crochet out here to get a fastball to, you know, Jefferson 25 yards down the field. Like, you know, he will get there, maybe, but it's not there maybe. Now. And now he's taking on a Packers team that's not going to have guys running around wide open like the Bears did. This secondary is much, much, much more talented than what Chicago had out there. And I think they matched up pretty well against the Vikings. And, to the degree that the Vikings offensive line got a bunch of guys there playing with injury, they're going to have their hands full against the Packers defense that's, you know, itching to continue to get right with, you know, Michael Parsons playing at an all-pro level. So I think the Vikings are drawing dead in this one. I don't know how they get up after that loss last week when they almost escaped again with victory against the Bears. And I think their season is pretty much over. I'm fascinated to see where this goes from here with the Vikings team where, you know, so many players on that roster are really, really talented, but the quarterback is just not getting it right and needs a full offseason to fix his mechanics, in my opinion.
Tomorrow, I'm going to do a full deep dive on the NFC playoff picture. And I think some of the things that I'm going to say, I think some of the things that I say are going to surprise a lot of people. And I think I'm going to be right with the things that I have to say. And also, just like, you know, people said, oh, you think Kevin O'Connell, do you really think he benched J.J. McCarthy? What do you think? You bet on this Tuesday. Drew, give us another bet that you like for week 12 in the NFL.
New England Patriots, I laid 8.5 with them. I think the Cincinnati Bengals defense is one of not just the worst in football now, but they're, you know, at current strength without Trey Hendrickson. This unit is like approaching like fifth percentile of all of the defenses that I've graded going into game day over the last handful of years here. So this is now we're getting into like rare air of bad defense territory. And the Patriots offense is fully old machine, well-oiled machine. Love what they're doing right now. Conceptually, on top of the quality of play you're getting out of Drake May, I don't think they're going to have any issues going into Cincinnati and getting points. And the New England defense, solid against the run, beatable in some spots through the air. I'm not expecting Jamar Chase to get his suspension overturned. And I think Christian Gonzalez matches up pretty well against T. Higgins and really stymies Joe Flacco and company. Lost in sort of the fact that Joe Flacco won a head-to-head on a Thursday Night Football against the Steelers and shocked the world. Every other game he's played as a Bengal has been a minus. And this last weekend, he had one of the worst games of any quarterback in the NFL. Principally responsible for the loss in a lot of ways against the Steelers. And, I think the experiment is pretty much over there. So Patriots, I think, get a pretty comfortable win. My fare on this one would be closer to 10. So I laid 8.5.
What's another bet that you like this week, Drew?
Going head-to-head with you, Femi. Give me the Bills on Thursday night football.
Let's go, Apo Taco. All right, let's hear
it. Positive for the Texans is that their pass rush is pretty outstanding at home. They now draw the task of trying to get it done against the number one pass blocking unit in the NFL. This Buffalo Bills offensive line is back to full strength and in general, really, really doing an outstanding job of giving Josh Allen the time that he needs to be, in my opinion, in the MVP discussion, if not the future winner of this award. So I think the Buffalo Bills in general can kind of keep the Texans, you know, a defense at bay enough for Allen to pick apart this, the weak spots in that unit. You can take shots on them downfield, attack the safeties, throw it away from Stingley, and, you know, find success against the Texans, even though they are a great defense. I don't think they're like absolute world beaters. And then on the flip side, if you're able to generate pressure, you can take apart the Texans offense pretty readily. Davis Mills will be your quarterback, as we found out today. It sounds like Nico Collins may be available, still a beat up unit of skill position players. So Buffalo Buffalo Bills defense is league average if you're being kind. And I do recognize that they could make the Texans look good. But they do rush the passer fairly well. And I think that that pass rush is enough to keep the Texans into the 13-point range here instead of the explosion we saw from the Bills where it made, from the Bucks, which made that Bills cover last week pretty sweaty. So back to the well for me with the Bills. This one should be 7. And I think in general, if you don't already have a Josh Allen ticket in pocket at a better price, 5-1, which was available this morning, looks like a good bet to me.
Yeah, well, I want to ask you about that. I know we're going to talk about some more games, but in like 60 seconds, yeah. You just said that you think Josh Allen MVP 5-1 is a good bet. You see Buffalo winning this division because, once again, this is the second straight week we are Apo Taco on a Bills game. You clearly like this team. Are they going to take down the New England Patriots with the Patriots off schedule in about 60 seconds?
I don't really like the Bills. I just think all the good teams in the NFL are really flawed. Like, everybody has warts. And if Josh Allen stands up and does what he did, plays Superman, people are just going to be like, this is the best team. Finally, a good team. Finally, a good team has shown up. And it's going to be a flawed team, but it's just going to look aesthetically impressive if Josh Allen is doing it. He has the anchor, having won the award last year. And my honest opinion here is that the Stafford, wildly short in this market. Jonathan Taylor, laughable bet at price. Pat Mahomes, his case is in desperate stakes. Jalen Hurts going to get the one seed. Does not realistically have a chance. This is up to May and Josh Allen. And the head-to-head with the Patriots coming off the bye, taking on the Bills in the rematch, is going to decide the MVP. And if Allen
even,
beats him
even if the Patriots still win the division?
I think
Buffalo can win that game and the Patriots can still win the division.
It's true. It's true. But the momentum is going to be tough for the Patriots to recover from. And in particular, the Patriots then draw the Ravens after that game. So tough for me to see a world where Drake May absolutely flexes on the Ravens defense the way that they're playing right now, which means if he loses to the Bills and then goes into that Ravens game and people are like, well, this is his test. Can he stay in the MVP race? It's kind of like what happened with Tua down the stretch 2 years ago where he lost to the Cowboys and then lost to the Ravens. And it was like, it's over. Tua can't win. Or I might be thinking about Dak. Whatever the case is, like, you know, two in a row late in the season, December, that's enough for people to pretty much write you off. Whereas Josh Allen gets a big head-to-head win against the Patriots and reestablishes one seed consideration and AFC East dominance, I think he's your guy. So it's not a slam dunk bet at all, but I do think this comes down to May Allen, and we'll look back and be like, it was decided based on that result.
Bills Eagles week 17, where Buffalo beats the Patriots. Like, that could be Allen beats the Eagles in a showcase game. Maybe that gets Josh there Allen over the finish line. Man, this is it's all really exciting. I do want to ask you about Eagles Cowboys, even if you don't have a bet on the game. Philly 3.5 right now, but this might come down to 3 following Dallas's win on Monday Night Football. You have a thought on that game in about a minute.
If I had to take anything there, I would take the under. And it's mostly just not even excitement about the way the Cowboys defense looked, although it's clearly a lot less problematic than it was 4 weeks ago. But the Eagles defense is just playing out of their minds good right now. And I do think that that they're going to have enough scheme and talent to keep the Cowboys passing attack in check. This looks like a game that's going to be decided by who's the more efficient running team, which is probably the Eagles, but could be the Cowboys. I get the market support here for Dallas. I agree that this is somewhere in the 3 to 3.5 range, but these types of games that are this close to what my fare is, I'm going to be watching it with no rooting interest on Sunday, and thankfully it's going to be hopefully a good game in that 4 o'clock window, which otherwise looks pretty bleak.
Well, hold on, because in that 4 o'clock window, we have the Raiders against Shedeur Sanders and the Browns. Consider taking Shedeur +3.5, or is this a Vegas bet, or is it a pass? Like 20 seconds for this answer.
I can and I did. Take Shadur at +3. I took +3, +103 here. And I really, hopefully he has 5 attempts in this game and we learn nothing about him because this should hopefully come entirely down to the Cleveland Browns defense taking advantage of an absolutely lifeless offensive line right now for the Raiders and a scheme that just looks wildly unimpressive at the NFL level from Chip Kelly so far. Geno Smith obviously making one or two critical mistakes a game. Can't do that against this Browns defense. And hopefully there are some shorter fields and some maybe even some defensive points that have helped the Browns stay inside this number here. But I'm counting on the Browns defense to show up and keep this thing competitive and hopeful that Sanders doesn't look quite as unprepared as he did last week. This is not related to my handicap, but 1 week of Sanders like kind of throwing everybody off the scent. Oh my gosh, he looked pretty good this week. He just beat the Raiders. And then just belly flopping the whole way in. It kind of feels life.
Drew, you're the best. At @Whale_Capper on Twitter, NBC Sports, The Deep Dive Pod. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Best luck, guys.
The Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, here with us on You Better You Bet. On the other side, Femi and I give you all our bets for tonight in the world of sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, have some thank yous to the Dole app before we wrap up the terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. And we are underway at Madison Square Garden, Champions Classic game numero uno. Kentucky has just taken a 7-6 lead over Michigan State. We are way early in the game, obviously. Femi and I both laying Kentucky -3.5 right before tip-off. So let's go BBN. Let's go Kentucky against Michigan State. Two terrific guests joined us on the terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth and the Whale Capper Drew Dinsick from NBC Sports. Our executive producer Bill Zimmerman, our technical director, Tyler Morales, our engineer, Jake Hassan. Has Jake said one word today?
Yeah, we talked some World Baseball Classic during the 3 o'clock hour during one of the breaks. But outside of that, not a whole lot of words from Jake.
Where's Jake? Jake, are you here?
Grinding the WBC.
Yeah, when does it start?
That's a great question. I know it ends around March. It starts in March and ends in March. What is it, a three-week tournament?
I love that. We're grinding the World Baseball Classic. When does it start? March. Seems like a great expenditure of time in November. I mean, look, I'm grinding the NFL all year round. I understand. Jake loves baseball. I get it. All right. Jake is our engineer. Our associate producer is Addie Bates. Our video producer is Mike Brown. Coming up after us is a 4-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Rob Brown and our guest at this time, the one, the only Brad Evans. Brad, happy Tuesday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos. Happy Team Huevos Tuesday to you, fine gents.
Brad, will you be betting Duke and Kansas tonight in the second of the Champions Classic?
Am I alive? Am I a living, breathing human being? I love college basketball. I eat, sleep, and just consume all of it all the damn time. I'm riding a sweat right now with Michigan State. I know we're on opposite sides of the ledger. I bet him at +5.5. And they're rated threes. What is going on? They're rating 21.7%. You know, I'd have already splashed 4 triples in this game. Look, I will lay it with the Dukies, baby. And the biggest reason why is simple. Darren Peterson's not going to play. He is an all-world freshman for Kansas, a scoring machine. I think they're just kind of a very average team without him on the floor, being a shot producer and a scoring provider. And you look at Duke, they got a bunch of wagons. Cam Boozer's kids there are just amazing. The better of the Boozer brothers is going to probably go on and drop like 20 and 12 tonight. He's already in a front runner for the K-Ploy Offensive Player of the Year. That's KenPom's Player of the Year award. So, I know the line has jumped from 7.5 to 10.5, but it is warranted. Duke is far and away the better team. Again, knowing that Kansas got issues on the glass. Again, knowing that Kansas is going to be without their best player in Darren Peterson. Go with the Dukies, baby!
All right, so Brad laying it with Duke. Femi will give you his bet for that game. I'll be passing the game. Femi will give you his bet coming up in a moment. Brad, let's play a quick game of Predict the Prop for Thursday Night Football before we get to our bets.
All right, Costas, let me go first. Nico Collins, receiving yards against those Buffalo Bills. Predict the prop.
All right, so we bet his over the last 2 weeks. It's cashed over both times. Remember, we did this last week on the show, right? Did we talk about Collins, I think, for Sunday's game? Davis Mills has shown an ability to get him the ball. His number was what, Tyler, because we talked about it on Sunday morning. It was what, like 68.5 on Sunday? It's definitely higher than that because he's gone over twice. It's not going to be too much higher because Mills is the quarterback. I'll say 75.5 for Nico Collins.
Mm.
Maybe a little higher. 76.5.
Okay. I was going to go 78.5, but now we're getting like the Price is Right territory. I'll stick with mine. I'll stick with my 78.5 for Nico Collins.
Both of you fine gentlemen. But Femi, you're exactly right. And the number is 78.5. So you have honors, my friend. Over or under?
I mean, I'd go over. I like the Houston Texans in the game, so I'm going over. So it's an over. Michael Collins.
I just went to BetMGM. His number's 74.5.
Oh, it moved. It was 78.5 earlier today. It is now moving.
Action on the under.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Action on the under. How about that?
Wow. So, Nick, what are you going to do?
Over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I answer your question a different way?
Sure.
We're asking the wrong question. The question is not Nico Collins over. The question is Jaden Higgins over. And the answer is yes. Yeah.
And what's the number for Jaden Higgins? Because I'm curious.
20,
I haven't even looked.
26.5 right now at MGM.
Oh, you know what that calls for? Da 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 da. That's a sledgehammer special, man. I'm with you on that.
What does Daddy want to do?
Daddy want, Daddy need, Daddy got to have it. I will bet the over on Jaden Higgins.
Do you still do that bit or do you not do it anymore?
Oh, I always do the bit. I've been doing that bit for, I don't know, almost like 10 years now. And I love
it. But he's like, you never do it on this show.
That bit will never die.
But you never do it on. Do you still have the thing that you like, the hammer?
Yeah, I'll show you the sledgehammer. There it is, baby. Daddy wants, yeah. Daddy, gotta have it. I always have the sledgehammer handy, man.
What's the sledgehammer's name, Harry?
Sledgy. And I think we're on like Sledgy the 12th, because the 11 previous ones have met their grade.
Who would win in a fight, Sledgy the sledgehammer or Parlay Pete?
Oh, Parlay Pete. He's got sharper weapons. And that is an inflatable sledgehammer. A Sledgy's got no shot.
Brad, have a great show tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Gentlemen, Santa Clara minus 15 and a half. I'm out!
Who's Santa Clara playing, by the way?
It's a great question.
I don't even know. I laid it.
Yes, you did.
It didn't matter.
Is Gonzaga the best team? They won by 70 last night.
They played Southern Utah, brother.
Dude, they won by 70.
Yeah.
I understand that, but it's understandable why they won by so many. Gonzaga's good. The Zags would be in the conversation for the national title, bar none. But let me see them do that against a really meaningful opponent in enemy territory.
Your man's KenPom has him as the number one rated team right now.
Per possession basis, the numbers get inflated when you beat an opponent by 70 points.
Do you worship Ken Pomeroy?
Yeah, I'd make out with him if I saw him in person. He's a fellow meteorologist, by the way, in Boulder, Colorado. I'm just throwing that out there.
If you could choose, like, what, like, you save one and send one to a fiery death, Bart Torvik or Ken Pomeroy, who gets saved, who burns to a crisp?
Bart Torvik gets saved. Bye-bye, Ken.
Wow.
What about Evan
Maia? From making out to being burned alive. That's a tough one for our guy, KenPom. We got to get to the bets. Brad, have a great show. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Love you, gentlemen.
Brad Evans here with us on You Better You Bet. All right, let's get to the bets for tonight. Jake, please drop the dope ass beat. Today's NBA Odds Boost token belongs in the starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Let's do college basketball first. Femi, one bet for me tonight in college hoops. I just want to... And Mike, you can toss the slate up. I just want to see what the line is right now in this game. It's what it was before. So I am going to lay Arkansas tonight against Winthrop. Arkansas, 22.5 point favorite, Coach Cal's team. Arkansas kind of like not a great start to the year. Lost to Michigan State, barely beat Samford the other day. Winthrop is like a middling team. Like Winthrop is not really that good. They're not like a mid-major that you look at them and go like, wow, this is a tournament team potentially. I think Arkansas railroads Winthrop tonight. I'm laying it with the Razorbacks. I've got Kentucky right now. Femi, I'm passing Duke and Kansas. What do you have tonight in college hoops?
Yeah, before I get to the card, I just love that you just asked him, what does daddy need? And it's a totally normal question in this universe of You Better You Bet. I do like the under in Navy and North Carolina, under 161. North Carolina's defense has been really good, so I don't think Navy's going to score. Can Navy get to 40? I'm not so sure. I know North Carolina plays with tempo, that's why it's high, but I think they're going to lock them down. I like the under in the game. And I also like the over in Kansas and Duke. This might be a plug your nose special, an over, but Kansas, the scoring, it might be problematic without Darren Peterson. I think they're able to score just enough, and Duke, we're going to find out the Duke Blue Devils are one of the best teams in the country. I think everyone watching this game is going to learn about Cam Boozer, who I believe is the bet right now to win the Wooden Award. So go ahead and get it before the game tips later tonight at 9:00.
All right, good stuff from Femi. You get a game bet and you get an award bet for Cam Boozer, National Player of the Year. All right, let's hit the NBA slate, Femi, and I'm just going to do a quick refresh here just to see like who's in and who's out in these games. So notable stuff here. Let's see. Cade is playing tonight for the Celtics, so I guess that's the big one. Cade Cunningham playing. Porzingis out. Reece Achay out for Atlanta. Let's see elsewhere. LeBron is probable. Drew Holiday, doubtful. That's about it for right now. What are you betting tonight in the association?
Yeah, got some good CLV and some negative CLV. The first one is with the Warriors. I laid three. There's now a two out there in the market. Whatever. I think they're just much better than the Orlando Magic. They're relatively healthy. I think they take care of business against an Orlando team that has been playing better, but I still don't buy it. I also like the over between the Celtics and the Nets. You're going to see me betting these overs in these Nets games. They are putrid on defense. Boston pretty well rested as well, pretty healthy, like relatively speaking, heading into this season. But I like the over 221, and I also like the Grizzlies plus six. No Ja Morant. I actually think that's a good thing. This is addition by subtraction. The vibes have been off with Ja. With Spurs banged up, no Wemby, no Castle tonight. Grizzlies plus six. Grizzlies also win plus 205 on the money line. Those are my three NBA bets.
All right. Trying to decide what I want to do with this Pistons game. I kind of want to bet the Hawks, but man, but Porzingis being out and like Trae Young's obviously not playing. Tough. Pass for me.
It's a hell of a game.
Warriors Magic, I could see it going either way. Grizzlies Spurs, I could see going either way. I don't want to bet the Lakers game. Okay, how about this? Do you have a thought on the Blazers Suns game? Phoenix has been really good to start the year. They're 8-6 somehow.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, maybe the under if Portland's defense wakes up, but yeah, that's a pass for me.
How about this? You ready for this?
Really stand out.
A two-team money line parlay on the Celtics and the Blazers. So Boston to win in Brooklyn and the Blazers to win at home against Phoenix. Even money, plus 100 to BetMGM. I'm in on that.
Oh, yeah. Also, Gabe Vilardi was going to score a goal tonight for the Winnipeg Jets. And Will Kyle Palmieri for the New York Islanders.
Lardy. Whoa. All right. For Femi and our entire crew, we'll see you tomorrow on a wonderful Whole Sports Wednesday. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats winning bets. The absolute very best of luck. Peace.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.